Welcome to another episode of the Evolve and Grow podcast. This podcast is for the career woman that is serious about her personal and business development. Listen, friend, you deserve to live the life that you write about in your diary. I know what it's like to shrink yourself and keep stagnant. But today, we are breaking free from playing small. I'm your home girl, Deasia. Each week, I'll be sharing the tools I've used and my clients have used to evolve into the affluent woman of your dreams. If we can do it, you can too. Let's get into the episode, girl. Hey, hello. Welcome back to my channel. It's your girl, Deasia, and I'm super excited about today's video. So if you are a business owner or thinking about having a business, you would want to tune into this episode. Okay. You want to tune this in, get your paper out, get your pencil out. If you are a coffee girl, get you some coffee. If you a tea girl, get you some tea. If you are a tequila girl, go ahead and fix your drink. We're getting ready to talk about business today. We're going to talk about business, and I'm going to give you guys the five things that I've learned in 5 years of being in business. So let me just give you a little rundown, or, you know, I'm just going to let you guys know about my company and the things that I have did. So I do have my notes here. Okay. So I do have my notes, but I am going to tell you guys a little bit about my business story. All right. So if you're not already, like and subscribe to this channel. Be sure to screenshot this, share, and let me know on Instagram at Deasia the CEO that you are tuned in. So, all right, let's jump into it. I started my business in 2018. I started with the credit. I had a credit repair business at first. Okay. So I started this in 2018. After me fixing my own credit. So my own credit was at 426 or 420. It was bad. Okay. It was really bad. And so I had repaired my credit, and I was very vocal on social media, specifically Facebook at the time, of this is what I did. This is how I increased my credit scores. This is how I was able to improve my credit. And I shared my story, and it made people want to, they were like, well, hey, Deasia, can you do this for me? Can you help me out with this? You know, all of these things. And I was like, sure. Okay. So it started off with just being a passion project of mine, and it quickly grew and became something that ended up making me really good money. So in 2018, I took it serious. I had a refund check. Okay. Got my refund check. It was the first check that I had gotten in a while, because again, my credit was bad and the IRS was snatching my stuff because of student loan payments. So then I go and I use my refund check to start my business. And I got my LLC, I got my EIN number, my website, my professional email, my business phone, and getting my business phone number, which I use Metro PCS. Like, you ain't got to go and get nothing expensive. Okay. You could just go and get you something from Metro, $30 a month. I still got the same, I don't have the same phone, but I got the same business phone number, like same thing, been working, not going to change anything that's not broken. Okay. Got my business phone. And then I got the software that I needed at the time. So I had purchased that, and I began working in my business. So it was in 2018, things are going good. Clients are rolling in. I am making more money in my business than I did at my job. So I worked in human resources. So I did, benefits. I was a benefit specialist for the city of Anderson. So I worked for the city, really good job. I made $50,000 a year, and having just, you know, me and my child and doing that was really good money at the time. But then in May 31st, 2019, I drove to work, and my job started getting really toxic. Okay. So I went to work, and I sat in the parking lot, and I cried and I cried and I cried out to God. And I was like, God, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, if you want me to be an entrepreneur, like, I need you to show me today. So after I got done with that prayer, I had called in sick into work, And that day I made $500. I had never made that amount of money in a day before. And so I made $500 that day. It was a Friday. Was it a Friday? Yeah, I believe it was a Friday. Anyway, May 31st of 2019, you can go back and find out whatever day it was. But I called in sick that day and I never went back to work. I went to the gym after that. And then after I saw that I made that $500, I just went all in on my business. Okay. Went all in on my company. And I started off my business on the floor. Like I was using my work computer. I was using, I had this old rinky-dink little printer to print out the letters. I was getting paper from my job. I was using they stuff. When I was there, their staples, their stapler, their ink, their stamps, their envelopes. Like I was using, I had to do what I had to do because I did not have an abundance of money. But I knew that I wanted to help people with their credit, and I knew that I had a gift, and so that is what I did. So that is just my backstory of how my business came to get up, you know, how my business came and the things that I was doing in my company and how I was able to start my company. And it grew in 2020, you know, the COVID happened, we was all on shutdown. I was at home with my son. I had my got my office space, and my business has supported me all throughout. And even now, even though I have pivoted and I no longer do credit repair, credit restoration services, I'm always thankful to that. And I'm always thankful for my business because it really has supported me. Like my business really had my back, okay? But there were some things that I wish that I had done differently. So now that I am in my fifth year of business, going into my sixth next year, here are five things that I would that I've learned in business. Okay, so the first thing is that all money is not good money. So every person that comes to you and with a credit card is not your ideal client. I made the mistake of just helping everybody, like anybody who had bad credit, anybody who came to me who wanted my services, I just went along and assisted them. Okay, I went along and I had was dealing with them and helping them with their stuff, and a lot of people wasn't even qualified enough to be working with me, but because I loved what I did and I loved the people that I was working with, I was just helping everybody. I was just helping everybody, and that was not the case. Okay, so all money is not good money. It is important to know who your ideal client is, who where they are, the type of a lifestyle that they live, the type of income that they make. Just really define what that is, and that would help you with burnout and dealing with people who had no business being in your program or getting your services, especially if you're a service-based provider. All money is not good money, okay? So make sure that you are aligning with who is for you and show up for them, okay? The second thing is that the things that I've learned in business is that you should know your numbers, okay? And when I say know your numbers, like really know how much it costs for you to do business. Know exactly how much your monthly expenses are. Know exactly where all the money is going. And then I have money saved up. So the one of the mistakes that I made in 2019 of leaving my job was I left it prematurely. Like, yeah, I did. I was making good money in my business, but I wasn't making enough for me to be able to for the business to take care of my home and for the business to take care of the business itself. So it forced me to get into hustle mode. Okay. It forced me to be like on go mode all the time because I'm like, shoot, I need to make this money. Okay. I gotta have these coins. And so really know what your number is, know what your survival number is. So that is something that I tell my clients all the time that I mentor. Okay, it's like you need to know what your survival number is. You need to know what the very bare minimum of number is for you to be able to live. Okay, so that goes to all of your subscriptions for your business and personal. Know how much it is for how much it costs for you to keep your business going and keep your overhead low, so that way that your expenses is not above the type of cash flow that you're coming in. So that is where when I do cash flow analysis for my clients, I'm looking at the amount of cash that's going in and going out. Make sure that you have more money coming in than you do going out. Okay. A lot of entrepreneurs make the mistake, and I know I did early on in my journey of living paycheck to paycheck, living invoice to invoice, okay? So know your numbers before you really get into business, all right? And that will save you a lot of headache as you are growing and progressing, all right? So number three is to read your contracts, okay? When I was investing in different coaches and things, I have invested a lot of money into programs and stuff that wasn't worth a lot of money. I have made the mistake of getting into things that was not really helpful, and it was not in my strategic plan of what it is that I wanted to do. But read your contracts, y'all. I made the mistake of partnering with a tax person to help up level me or whatnot, and the information that they taught me was good, but I did not know that I was locked into a contract, and that after I had paid my money to get the learning and to get the information, they had in the contracts where I had to pay them this extra amount of money, and then they hit me with this invoice after I had already, like, you know, made sure I cleared everything. It was like, no, you owe this amount of money. And I was like, whoa, who? Okay. So when you are partnering with people, when you get into partnerships, when you do certain things in business with other people, make sure you are reading the contracts, the fine print. You may be locked into something that you didn't even know that you was going to be locked into, and they may try to spew out and put, you know what I'm saying, make you try to get extra money. So do your due diligence of researching who it is that you work with. Do your due diligence of making sure that the things that they're offering, the scope of work, that especially if you're doing contract work for other people, the scope of work is an alignment of what it is that you are doing, and to make sure that if you were to terminate this contract, or when this contract ends, or whatever the case may be, you know what the ending is going to be when it's time for you to offboard. Okay, so learn from my mistakes and don't just be partnering up and doing partnerships with any and everybody. Make sure that you're reading your contracts, make sure you know exactly what it is that you're getting yourself into, and make sure that you can hold it up your end of the deal, and make sure that they can hold up their end of the deal. Okay, so read your contracts. Don't be all the bells and whistles. May seem like it's all of that, okay? But read over that and make sure you're reading over the fine print, because all partnerships are not good partnerships, and all partnerships that are not aligned with what it is that you want to do, or if you just springing up and doing some stuff that is not in your strategic plan, you need to go to God and go back to your strategic plan and make sure that this is in alignment with what it is that you want to do, okay? So read your contracts. Number four lesson that I have learned in business is that you should not be afraid to pivot. Okay. Do not be afraid to pivot. What you started doing in business may not be the same thing that you continue to do as you're going forth in your company. Okay. So use my story as an example. I started off with doing credit repair. I was really good at credit repair, and I thought that I was going to be doing credit repair forever. Come to find out, I don't want to do it no more. Okay? Come find out, I don't want to do it no more. So don't be afraid to pivot. You can change and upgrade as many times as you want to. Okay? If you start off doing nails and now you don't want to do nails no more, you want to do lashes, go ahead and do that. Don't be afraid to pivot. All right? Find out what it is that you want to do, and then go in on that. And with being an entrepreneur, being a business owner, you're not stuck to doing one thing. I've made several pivots, but the main one was going from credit repair to now only doing taxes and bookkeeping. So as my ideal client and as they evolved and grew, my business evolved and grew too. And then as I have, like now I have my master's in business and I'm teaching business at a university, I no longer want to sit behind and just do, you know, the little itty bitty things. I want to do more teaching. I want to do more trainings. I want to do more speaking engagements. So I have grown in my business career and positioning myself as a business instructor. And so don't be afraid to pivot if that is what is in alignment for you and your company. All right. Do what it is that you need to do to make sure that you can get all that you want to get and that you can show up as the best version of yourself. Okay. Don't be afraid to pivot. And the last thing, the final thing, is have a plan. Have a plan, a business plan. Now, the things that I do for business is not the sexiest, Okay. It is not the sexiest thing that I do. Okay. I do strategic planning. I do research on the companies. I'm doing cash flow analysis. I'm doing business analysis. I'm doing business audits. Those are not the sexy things in business. All right. But if you can't afford to have a consultant at right now, go on Etsy and find you a business plan. Find you a business plan template and download it and put in the parts of that will work for you. Okay. I'm going to drop a business plan. I have a business plan template that I created and I'm going to drop it. I'm going to put it in my stand store. So make sure you're on my email list at DeAsia, workwithDeAsia.com. Make sure that you're on my email list. So when that does drop, you can get access to it at first. I just thought about this. Like, I love how my brain works. I love how it works. Like, my creativity just get the flowing. And when it get the flowing, I got to get the going. I got to stay in alignment with that. Okay. I love that for me. But you need a strategic plan. You need a business plan. Your business plan is a living, breathing, working document. Okay. It is not something that's set in stone. And as you are growing and scaling in your business plan may change. You may start off thinking that you're going to do this thing solo. And then as your business is growing, you might find out like, damn, I do need some employees. I do need some more people on the team. Like, I do need to invest in that. Don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of that. Like, have your business plan. It is a living, breathing, working document. Your mission statement may change. Your vision may change for your business. Your target audience may change. But as long as you have it in a plan, and then if you have your profit plan out in there and how much money it's going to cost for you and keeping up with your budget, you will always know what it is that you need to do. I always suggest my clients have a three different plans. They can all be in the same thing, but know where you want your business to be in year one, year three, and year five. Okay. By year one, this is where I want to be at. Year two, this is year three, this is where we want to be at. When we're going to be in a new building, we want to do all these things. Year five, this is where I want to have my business going. And stick with that. It is nothing wrong with you having a business plan. It's a living, working document. So don't download it in PDF form. You need to keep it in Word form, because as things change, as things progress, as you pivot, as you grow, as you excel as a business owner, your business plan is going to change too. So don't be afraid of that. But you got to have a plan, so that way you're not just swayed by the wind doing everything because you see somebody else doing it. Okay. Have your business plan in place so you know where you want your business to be and what it is that you need to be doing. All right. So I'm going to go back and recap over those. I'm going to recap. All right. Number one, all money is not good money. Okay. All money is not good money. Know who you need to be working with. All right. Number two is know your numbers. Know what your survival number is. Know what your numbers are where it comes to your finances. And if your business is not taking care of the house and your house and you don't have a savings in place, don't you leave that job yet. You hold on. Okay. You hold on. Third thing is read your contracts. Okay. Don't get into no partnerships that you end up having to pay a whole lot to get out of. Like, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth the headache. So reach contracts. Number four, don't be afraid to pivot. Okay. Don't be afraid to pivot. What you started off doing may not be what you want to do no more. Maybe you was doing nails. Now you want to do lashes. Maybe you started off doing hair. Maybe now you want to cut grass. It don't matter. It don't matter. Whatever it is that you want to do. Okay. Don't be afraid to pivot. This is your life. This is your life. You can change and update and do as many things as you want to. All right. You're not stuck to doing, just because you started off doing something, don't mean you got to continue doing that. And the fifth thing is have a plan, have a business plan. Know where it is that you want to be in your company. Know where it is that you want your company to grow. Know what it is that you want things to, you know what it is that you want to do. So that way when, you're not swayed by everything or whatever is trending or whatever is hot right now. It don't matter what's hot and what's trending. You have a business plan. You know where it is that you want to be a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. You know what the vision is of your business, and your business plan is a living, working document. Okay. It's a living document. It's not in PDF. Okay. It's not in PDF form. It can be changed. You can change your mission as many times as you want. You can change your vision as many times as you want. You can change your target audience as many times as you need to. As you're growing and scaling, as you are evolving as a business owner, as you're going to the next level, so will your business plan and so will your target audience, okay? Now, if you love this content, if you have enjoyed this, if you learned something, make sure that you screenshot it, tag me in it. I'm on Instagram at Deasia the CEO, TikTok at Deasia CEO. I love to hear what you guys have doing. If you have learned anything, and if you want to work with me one-on-one, if that is something that you would like to do, please feel free to get on my calendar. Okay. I do sessions for people like you. All right. You can get on my calendar. We can sit and talk about your business. I can find out what's going on and we can pinpoint where it is that you need to be. Now, if you want to be mentored by me, if you want to be mentored with me and like work on you one-on-one more than just a one-time session, let me know, like get on my calendar. Let's sit and let's talk about it. Okay. And then we can do a mentorship. I have opened up my 3-month mentorship and it's only $3,000 to work with me for 3 months. All right. We're going to go over your business. I'm going to do an audit over your company, find out what's going on. I'm going to do a cash flow analysis, see what you got going on in your company. And then we're going to build a strategic plan together for your next year, because we can do this in 3 months, but this 3 month of work, and know that I'm not going to play with you. It's going to change the trajectory of what's going on in your company. And it's going to help catapult you to the next level. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. But anyway, you want to work with me, click the link in the description box. If you're listening to the audio version, my link is in the show notes. Go ahead and click that. Holler at me, and I can't wait to work with you. I can't wait to assist you, and I can't wait to see your business grow. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Evolve and Grow podcast. What was your favorite part? Screenshot it and add it to your IG stories and tag me too. Tag me, girl, at Deasia the CEO or the podcast Evolve and Grow Pod. We're both on IG. You can find us there. Also, if you want to connect with me more, book with me, click the link in the show notes or go to workwithdeasia.com, workwithdeasia.com. And when you get on the email list, you get a free gift. Talk to you soon, affluent woman.